This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, March 29th, and today's pod is the best one yet. It's just such a T-boy today, Jack.
I'm really pumped for this show.
First story, what do we got?
If you have ever struggled to cancel a subscription, then we've got the story for you.
We've got the story for you because there is a new law that's about to end subscription cancellation aggravation.
Just let me cancel my subscription, please.
Representative. Second story.
For our second story, the world's biggest crypto exchange, Binance, just caused Bitcoin to fall by 5%.
Because the crypto industry is disappointing Uncle Ben.
And our third and final story, the fastest growing grocery store chain in America is Aldi.
But Aldi is launching a new thing that you can't eat. It's called fashion, honey.
Grocery store fashion line.
Fashion week, aisle 6.
But before we hit that wonderful mix, Nick.
Honestly, a fantastic mix today, Jack.
If you are flying on an airplane anytime soon, quick heads up for you.
There is a new airplane confiscation.
Take your shoes off, remove your laptop, and ensure your pockets are all empty.
Sir, step away from that peanut butter.
That's right. The TSA just said that peanut butter jars can no longer pass through security.
Yetis, your average jar of peanut butter just got banished from airplanes.
Jiffy or Skippy's, Justin's or Peter Pan.
Even Kirkland brand, that just got kicked out of JetBlue. Nothing you can do about it.
If that peanut has been buttered, then it's now being banned.
Jack, this is the biggest blow to peanut butter since almond butter.
And don't laugh, Nutella, because you're next.
Now, Yetis, we all know what the TSA policy is when it is the stuff.
No liquids, no gels, no aerosols.
Yeah, and all fluids must be under 3.4 ounces.
That bottle better be empty.
Sir, you're going to have to pound that before we let you through here.
So why did TSA suddenly decide to go after peanut butter?
Jack, why did TSA suddenly turn their anger toward that which has been buttered?
The reason is physics.
TSA claims that peanut butter is actually a liquid.
They claim peanut butter is a liquid.
In fact, Homeland Security whipped out the scientific definition of liquid, and what is it, Jack?
That which takes the shape dictated by its container.
Besties, if you can spill it, or you can spray it, or you can spread it, then TSA, they got a problem with it.
But if peanut butter's banned, that opens up a whole bunch of new questions.
Jack, I'm so glad you brought it up. Is yogurt a liquid? Is hair gel a liquid? What about chocolate mousse?
Nick, what about my waistline? It takes the shape dictated by its container, my belt.
Is my gut not a liquid?
Your gut is a liquid by this definition.
That is, the next time you buy a jar of souvenir Skippies, put it on your bread ASAP.
Because the TSA didn't say anything about sandwiches.
And the sandwich is the most delicious container there is.
That which dictates its shape by its form in between two pieces of bread.
Hey, Skippy, let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, the most frustrating part of the digital economy is when you can't cancel a subscription.
So the FTC has a new rule to end subscription cancellation aggravation.
Subscription cancellation aggravation. Yetis, we have all experienced the Hotel California situation with subscriptions, haven't we, Jack?
Sure. You can check out anytime you like. But you can never leave.
Yetis, you've been there. You sign up for a free trial, and then you get that lovely box of subscription deodorant that shows up at your apartment.
A year later, you decide to switch. So you click to unsubscribe from the subscription.
Okay, all right, seems easy. Then what happens?
It says, hey, sure, just enter your email right here and we'll let you go. Oh, wait. We're going to offer you 50% off to stay, actually. Please, please, please stay.
Okay, so then you click continue. You try to bypass that. It redirects you to a new page. It won't load. It makes you call a 1-800 number. Next thing you know, boom, you've got hold music.
You've reached us during our off-business hours. Please call again between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Representative Yetis, that is subscription aggravation. And how do we define it?
The sign-up is so simple. But canceling is so complex.
Jack, it's actually a very strategic product design focused on adding friction, not removing friction.
That we all as consumers hate.
And Jack, who are the clingy culprits who are so guilty of this subscription aggravation that they hoist upon us?
Gyms do this. Print magazines do this, and cosmetics do this.
Which leads to the news. Yetis, the Federal Trade Commission, the old FTC, has a proposal to make breaking up easier with your subscription provider.
They call this new proposal click to cancel.
And here's the proposed FTC rule. It's actually pretty straightforward. Cancellation must be as easy as the sign up.
That's it. So if you signed up online and it was easy, you must be able to cancel online, and that must be easy too.
Yeah, no phone call. Oh, no. No more hold music. No more hold music.
And here's another provision of the rule. If you say no, that means no.
Like, they can't pummel you with desperate counteroffers to get you to stay by offering, like, you know, 400% off for the next 6 years.
They can't force you to say no, like, six times before finally getting the picture.
No, nein, nicht, not happening.
Lastly, subscription companies will have to warn you if an annual subscription re-up is about to happen.
Yes, Jack, because a monthly subscription, you, like, remember that. But the annual subscription, that, like, totally sneaks up on you.
They have to give you a chance to cancel before you have another year of deodorant that you don't want.
And we know what you're wondering, Yetis. How is the FTC going to enforce a policy like this when so many companies are doing subscriptions?
The logical way. With fines.
Yeah, the money talks. And these fines happen to be some of the biggest fines we've ever seen.
The FTC's proposed rule would fine violators $50,000 per violation per day.
Ipso facto, Jack, let's say you've got 100,000 subscribers at your company and all of them report this issue on one day. How much is that going to cost you?
It's going to knock out your company.
How much?
A $5 billion fine in that scenario.
That is more than one lift. Yetis, the FTC has voted 3-1 to move this proposal forward. So, Jack, what's the next step?
Now it's open to public feedback.
In the meantime, let's hit our takeaway. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are all of us consumers and every company that does a subscription product?
In the digital age, hell hath no fury like an angry ex-customer.
Okay, Jack and I can, like, picture what the companies are thinking here. They're like, hey, this guy's trying to leave. Why make it easy for them? Let the door hit them on the way out.
Let's squeeze another payment out of them. Who cares if they get angry? They're gone anyway.
But financially, it's not going to work out. That's the short-term mindset and a long-term mistake.
That mistake underestimates the power of word-of-mouth hate from that one individual that's angry.
That mistake underestimates the impact of bad reviews from that ex-customer.
customer.
The marginal benefit of making cancellation hard is one more month of subscription revenue.
But the marginal cost is potentially multiple new customers.
Because in the digital age, hell hath no fury like an angry ex-customer.
For our second story, the world's largest crypto exchange was just sued for ignoring some pretty fundamental US laws.
What the crypto industry needs right now, Nick, it's not a superhero. What the crypto industry needs is Uncle Ben.
Ethereum needs Uncle Ben. Yet he's last week, federal regulators charged a very specific individual for their role in a crypto scheme. And who was that, Jack?
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan got hit by some allegations of being in a crypto scheme. It was dramatic.
This week, federal regulators are going after the biggest crypto exchange there is,
which is Binance. Yet he's Earth's largest crypto exchange. Binance actually has no specific headquarters anywhere on the planet. It's pretty decentralized.
But U.S. regulators just threw accusations at Binance that were so bad, it caused the price of Bitcoin to fall.
Okay, get these allegations. They were so bad that federal regulators didn't just sue Binance. They want to permanently ban the world's largest crypto exchange from operating in the United States.
Binance. Haven't we heard that name before?
We have heard the name Binance before. Yes, we have, Jack.
Binance was gonna acquire FTX, but then didn't, so FTX went bankrupt.
And now Binance is the number one crypto platform in the world, run by a man who goes by his initials, CZ.
And this latest lawsuit makes CZ sound just like Sam Bankman-Fried, the other initial guy.
Yes, it does, Jack. So Yetis, here are a few of the specific complaints about the founder of Binance and the allegations against Binance.
The CFTC alleges that Binance empowered terrorists with money laundering and payment services.
Doesn't sound like a good thing. Specifically, Hamas, the Iranian-backed group that has been labeled as terrorists by the United States.
Accusation number two, Binance allegedly kept a VIP list of very shady customers.
Okay, a VIP list? What did this actually look like, Jack? Sounds kind of fun.
If law enforcement asked Binance about those shady customers, Binance would ping the VIPs and give them a heads up that the cops were looking for them.
Now that is some serious VIP treatment, man.
You want another accusation?
Hit me, Jack. What do we got?
Binance encouraged its US customers to use a VPN to hide their online activity so regulators couldn't see what they were doing.
Oh, and that's not all. Then the executives of Binance would use an app that auto-deleted their messages after 24 hours so they couldn't be tracked either.
And if you've ever worked at a bank, you know that they really, like, wouldn't like that at all.
Yeah, full disclosure, this is Nick, this is Jack. We used to work at a bank, and this would not have been cool at a bank, man.
Banks are actually the front line of defense in the fight against terrorism because terrorists need money.
Instead, it looks like Binance was happy to look the other way.
In fact, it sounds like Binance looked the bad guys right in the eye.
Yeah, in fact, it looks like Binance kind of enjoyed doing all this.
If true, huge.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in crypto?
As Uncle Ben said to Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility.
Look, Yetis, Jack and I are both excited about the possibility of Bitcoin and other serious cryptocurrencies. We're both invested in Bitcoin and other serious cryptocurrencies.
But man, are these leaders of crypto awful.
I mean, Jack, the head of the number three crypto platform, Sam Bankman-Fried, he's a giant fraudster.
And the head of the number one crypto platform, CZ, is allegedly the banker of terrorists.
Besties, Uncle Ben once told Peter Parker, aka Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility.
But the leaders of crypto have wielded their great power with tremendous irresponsibility.
And honestly, that set the crypto industry back. It has hurt the crypto brand, and it just dropped the price of Bitcoin a few percent.
The way Nick and I see it, crypto doesn't need a superhero. It just needs an Uncle Ben. And now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
The beauty of American finance, it's that your money works for you.
If you have cash sitting in an account, the financial institution should pay you for it.
Yeah, but not all do. Like, some accounts won't pay you anything for your cash.
Robinhood will pay you for your uninvested cash.
In fact, with Robinhood Gold, your money will work hard for you, generating 4.15% APY, one of the highest rates.
For $5 a month, Robinhood Gold sets no limit on how much cash you can put in, and you can invest or withdraw anytime. Terms apply.
To get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and get your first free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. Rate is subject to change. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood is not a bank.
For our third and final story, America's most popular new grocery chain, it's Aldi.
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 So Aldi is pivoting from food to fashion, from groceries to galoshes.
It gets me every time, Jack. Now, Yeti.
From celery to sandals.
Oh, before we jump into this story, Jack. Hey, Safeway, you're not so safe.
Hey, Costco, be careful.
Hey, Wawa, you better watch out.
Because the fastest growing grocery store in the United States by new stores is not those three cult classics.
Jack, who is it, man?
It's Aldi.
Aldi. Aldi is now the third biggest grocer in the United States after Walmart and after Kroger's.
2,270 U.S. locations.
Boom. This company, they are punishing Publix.
Born in Germany, Aldi is expanding across the United States like Hasselhoff.
Hey, Jack, why is this German grocery store so suddenly beloved in the United States?
Ruthless German efficiency.
Yeah, because Yeti's Aldi's value proposition happens to be Germany's top skill and top export.
Frugality, or as the Germans call it, Deutsche Sparsamkeit.
Yeah, exactly. Just like Jack said, Deutsche Gesundheit. Now, Yeti's Aldi keeps prices low by eliminating all the joy and service that comes from a traditional grocery chain.
My hometown, Brattleboro, has one, and I went there. Here's the experience I experienced.
Okay, so Jack, let's say you want lettuce.
Go get it yourself.
Let's say you want someone to bag the bananas for you.
This isn't a spa. Do it yourself.
Jack, can you share what our personal favorite is?
If you want a shopping cart at Aldi's, you must insert a quarter to unlock the shopping cart.
And then you only get that quarter back when you return the cart in the stall area.
Deutsche Sparsamkeit.
That combo of lowest price and convenient location, that's what's made Aldi the fastest growing grocery chain in America.
Yeah, customers don't hate it. They actually kind of love it.
But here's the real surprise, Yetis. And this is what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. This uber efficient German grocery chain is now pivoting from food to fashion.
Here's the news. Aldi just dropped an Aldi branded apparel line.
We're not just talking about like just some clothes that they're selling. This is a literal athleisure line from a grocery store.
Aldi is selling Aldi branded pullovers, tracksuits, joggers, hats, and sandals.
Forget Adidas. This is Aldidas.
This is Aldidas.
All of that merch is featuring the signature Aldi blue, yellow, and red colors all across it.
You walk into the store for a watermelon, you walk out with a windbreaker.
Oh, and Jack, you know how we've said pricing is a signal?
Every Aldi merch item is priced under $10.
To align with the brand's frugality value proposition.
And to align with the brand's value proposition, you basically have to sew the buttons in yourself.
Like we said, this isn't a spa, it's Aldi.
And this merch has already sold out. The Aldi sandals, they're selling on eBay now for 5 times the sticker price.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Aldi?
Merch is the new moat.
Now Yetis, Jack and I have noticed a trend here, a trend in commodity industries, and that trend is merch.
In commodity industries, if every company sells similar stuff, it's hard to win loyalty from customers.
But apparel, thoughtful, curated, fashion-focused, quality apparel, that actually proves something.
It gives customers a chance to commit and show their love for the brand.
So the way Jack and I see it, merch is the test that proves you don't just have customers, you actually have fans.
And that's key, because fans are loyal, while customers are fleeting.
Besties, Aldi is pulling off fashion. Price Chopper? Can't.
Because merch is the new moat.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
The FTC's new rule would hopefully end subscription, cancellation, aggravation.
And in the digital age, hell hath no fury like an angry ex-customer.
For our second story, Binance was just sued by the CFTC for ignoring all sorts of U.S. laws.
So we wish crypto leaders would listen to Uncle Ben.
And our third and final story is Aldi. Aldi is America's fastest growing grocery chain and just dropped a merch line.
Because merch is the new moat. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by legendary Yeti Tomas Baggio from the North Shore of Oahu, Hawaii.
Last week, we did that story about pineapples, specifically Dole pineapples.
And Jack and I got more submissions for facts about pineapples than we have for any other question we've ever asked.
It was a provocative subject.
Pineapples, they can provoke you.
Well, Tomas lives next to that Dole pineapple farm in Hawaii.
Yes, he does. And he just told us that, in fact, 1/3 of the world's pineapples are actually produced in Hawaii.
He also told us that pineapples, can regenerate.
Yeah, like if you plant a pineapple leaf in the ground, you will grow a new pineapple.
You want one more tidbit from Tomas?
Jack, what else we got, man? Whip it up.
Pineapples ripen best if upside down.
We know what you're thinking. What about all those spikes?
Yeah, it doesn't stand well upside down.
Well, Tomas didn't give us an answer for that one, but still, it'll ripen faster.
He should patent the first ever pineapple ripener thingamajig.
Tomas, you give us the facts, we give you the business ideas. Yetis, you look fantastic today. And while you're scarfing down that jar of peanut butter before you go through that checkpoint, turn to the TSA agent next to you and say, H-Y-H-T-B-O-Y.
The key is to eat the peanut butter with your paw, like a bear eats honey out of a jar.
Have you had the best one yet? That's how we grow the pod.
Keep it sticky. We'll see you tomorrow.
And before we go, Jack and I got a shout out for a Yeti here. Mrs. Roland in Salt Lake City just verified that Yeti Dean Gonneau is the best reader in his first grade class.
C-O-R-R-E-C-T. That's correct.
And Nico Cardenas has a new son named Lionel, who is named after Lionel Messi, the soccer player. Not too shabby, Nico.
Congratulations to Aunt Teresa, who's retiring down in Texas.
And Taylor Lemke, enjoy that new job over in Austin, Texas.
Congratulations to Tinsel Carl, who's got a new job in Plantation, Florida.
And Mitchell Walter's got a birthday and getting his CPA in Vancouver, Canada.
Happy 40th birthday to Lizette Ortiz in El Paso, Texas.
And a happy sweet 16 to Camila Nieto in Hamilton, Ohio.
Huge happy birthday to Maximilian Rainey of Shaq 15 from England, but now in San Francisco.
And Lisa Jones in Aiken, South Carolina, enjoy that birthday celebration.
Happy birthday to Jared Triple J J James, whose birthday is down in Bentonville, Arkansas.
J J J J J J J J J J J J J J
J J J J J. This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood, and we both own some Bitcoin and Ethereum.
A Bitcoin named Ben.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
The pizza from that new spot down the street, it's twice as good as the old spot.
But the pizza in Tokyo was three times as good as pizza in the U.S., right, Nick?
It really was. Now, Jack, it is hard for something to be four times as good as something else, though.
What about 18 times as good?
Okay, Robinhood now offers 4.15% APY on your uninvested cash with Robinhood Gold.
For $5 a month, Robinhood Gold will offer you interest that is 18 times the national savings account average.
That's according to Bankrate as of January 25th, 2023.
No pizza is 18 times better than other pizza, but this account is 18 times better. Terms apply.
To get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and get your first stock for free.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. Rate is subject to change. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood is not a bank. If true, huge. If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.